Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Supporters of San Francisco mayoral candidate London Breed disrupted a campaign appearance by Supervisor Jane Kim in the city's film war over the weekend.
Where London Breed at? Why she wasn't invited to this friendly invite?
The protesters then went on to make racial slurs, eventually causing the event to be called off. Phil, what are the candidates saying today?
Well, they're all universally rejecting what went on in the film war Saturday. London Breed says she doesn't condone it at all in either language, and those were some of her backers. Supervisor Jane Kim, who was the person that they were yelling at, says that basically, hey, that's par for the course in political discourse these days, like it or not. What we have here, though, is a city of a mosaic of diversity, that it prides itself on diversity. But I'm going to tell you, and quite honestly, when you get down there and out in the streets, it's a little different tone and tenor. And this was in the Fillmore, an area that feels that once it was the Harlem of the West, and now it feels it's being gentrified right out of existence over the last couple 20 years or so. And there's tensions out there. And when they see, you know, these quote-unquote outsiders coming in and telling them what they're going to do for the Fillmore, they shut back.
So is there some scapegoating going on here that we sometimes see?
What do you mean scapegoating? What do you mean like on that? Like they're pointing their fingers at that? Yeah, I would say, but there's a frustration there because they hear it from all sides. You know, this in San Francisco, the class warfare, if you want to call it, is a fact of life. We're always hearing about this, the haves, the have-nots, the tech billionaires that are taking away the jobs and the housing from the average Joe and Jane in the city. Before that, it was the downtown developers. Before that, it was the bankers. Before that, there's always been somebody in San Francisco that's sort of been the evil force that's remaking the city, and there's a resistance to that. Here we have layered over that because of immigration and the changing demographics of the city. We have race as well. And it used to be that race was pretty much black and white issue in America. But now it's multicolored and multicultured. And you find one group that's just as quick to disparage another group, or one that sees another group taking over or getting too much. So this is all over the Bay Area and all over California. We call it diversity, and it is. But diversity doesn't always mean agreement.
So this particular campaign appearance was called off because it got ugly. In the overall scheme of the San Francisco mayoral race, is this a big campaign story? Is this a big political story?
I would say it's not. No, it's not a big one. No, Patty, it's not a big one because, like I said, it got tapped down right away. But it's one of those that we deal with every time there's a mayor's race. I mean, you should have seen it hit the fan when Willie Brown was running for mayor. I mean, we were talking about some vocal things out there. When Tom Amiano, the first really active gay guy was going out for mayor. You could hear the stuff. I remember it was like, don't elect a queen or something like that that was being shot around. It's sort of muffled in the background and not a lot that the national press picks up, but it's underscored here in San Francisco. Now, there are other things out there that are grabbing attention. I mean, Angela Alioto's getting raked over the coals for her idea of changing the city's sanctuary law so it doesn't include felons. And people are saying, that's Trump coming here, and that's racism, and that's bigotry. So we throw it around pretty heavy here in San Francisco. So I'm expecting to see more in the final weeks as well.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.